This is the Steve Gruber Show, the fearless pursuit of truth.
I'm a space cowboy, bet you weren't ready for that. I'm a space cowboy, I'm sure you know where.
The legislature is obsolete and irrelevant. Might as well declare them deceased. The state legislature, irrelevant. I say that because starting today, the Michigan Civil Rights Commission will be taking complaints of discrimination based on sexual orientation and gender identity for the first time, despite the fact that that idea has been rejected 11 times by the state legislature here in Michigan. The change comes after a vote yesterday of 5-0 to expand the commission's interpretation of the Elliott Larson Civil Rights Act. This will now include protections for discrimination based on sexual orientation and gender identification in employment, education, housing, and real estate, as well as use of public accommodations and public service. The problem is the Attorney General's office just a few months ago said, you don't have that authority. And if you do that, you're going to be open for lawsuits, not just as a commission, but individually, because you're voting to flaunt the law. Joining me now is William Wagner, former federal judge, distinguished professor from Western Michigan University and the University of Florida. Welcome back, professor.
Good to be back again, Steve.
All right. So you're quoted here. They do not have the legal authority to do that. And the attorney general of the state of Michigan and a representative have said that clearly. And so they're defying the legal opinion from the lawyer that is supposed to speak for them. Now, here's the quote that I want to start with. The bigger problem with this is that we have another unelected body defying the rule of law, ignoring the rule of law, and advancing a political agenda instead of following the law. This is dangerous for any government. And I would go farther, Professor, to say it's dangerous for anybody on any side of the political conversation. You can't just have people making up their own rules to fulfill a political agenda. Not conservatives, not liberals, not anybody. Your thoughts?
Steve, the truth has to matter and the law has to matter. When you have activists that are able to force an unelected body like the commission to bow the knee to them, almost like they are this god of some sort, and then ignore the law and then enforce their will upon the citizenry, that is what leads to civil wars in other countries. That's what you see. I've worked in developing nations where courts have ignored the laws, where unelected bodies have ignored the law, and that leads to just a breakdown in society. And if you can only pick and choose the laws you like, if you only pick and choose, you know, the laws that support your political agenda, and then you choose to ignore the other ones, and you have the authority to close a business down like the Civil Rights Commission will try to do, that a society will break down very quickly here. And I would love to see for the first time somebody on the left stand up and say, you know what, I kind of agree with their political agenda, but I'm gonna say that they're wrong for doing this. But I bet you won't see that.
Yeah, the Civil Rights Commission has the power to come in and issue fines, suspend a business, take over bank accounts, right? Take over a property, and incarcerate people if it goes to a point. I mean, they have all of this power, correct?
What they don't have is the authority to change a statute. And that's what they've done here.
I understand that, but now going by the statute that they have changed unilaterally themselves in defiance of the state legislature, which has 11 times rejected this idea,
exactly,
the Civil Rights Commission, the Civil Rights Commission now has the power to enforce a rule it created wholly out of whole cloth for itself. So apparently the Civil Rights Commission believes it can not only add to law, can it also subtract? I mean, can it add and subtract whoever it sees fit?
And look at what commissions have done all around the United States. We're representing a company, for example, that faces millions in dollars in fines because of it was a different state, but because some commission decided to, you know, interpret a law in a way that is different than the elected body. And so this is, you know, dangerous. If you own a business right now, if you own a church, if you own a, not own a church, but if you have a, if you're part of a church, if you're part of a, you had these folks on that were helping out families and matching families to children. I got to tell you right now, they're going to go after places like that.
Here's what I want to read.
The most vulnerable first.
Dan Levy, Director of Law and Policy for the State Department of Civil Rights, so a Michigan agency, correct? said the expanded interpretation is a way forward. This is from an article in the Detroit Free Press that you were also quoted in. And it says, only, and he says, does Dan Levy, only the legislature can make laws, but the legislature doesn't do interpretations. The courts do, and the agencies of government do. When did the agencies appoint themselves to be courts? Because not only are they nullifying the rule of law in the legislature, they're saying they have every right as a court to make interpretations as well.
And to enforce it, they're saying. And so let me read you what Michigan law actually says. An interpretive statement, quote, is not enforceable by an agency, is considered merely advisory, and shall not be given the force and effect of law. A court shall not rely upon the interpretive statement. And I'm telling you, they are defying those words right there. And I hope that...
So they're defying it, but how are they defining it? By defying it, by taking complaints today?
They said they're willing to. That's what I read in the paper. And I got to tell you, he says this is progress. It's not progress. If you're going down the wrong road, I don't care if you're walking forward. If you're on the wrong road, you're not making progress. You know, making progress is turning around and following the law and following the rule of law. If you are on the far left on this social issue, you should be condemning this action because, you know, what comes around goes around. And imagine someday when a different group of folks decide to start implementing their conservative agenda while ignoring the law.
Oh, can you imagine?
This is a serious matter.
Can you imagine? And that's the point. You see, here's the thing that is elusive intellectually to people oftentimes. If you do it to the opponent and you think, well, I'm doing it because it's the right thing to do and these people need to be protected or whatever your argument might be, when the balance of power changes, don't be surprised when the people on the other side use those same approaches to run roughshod over you. It's a nation of laws. If you want it changed, go to the legislature. If you want it changed, get it on the ballot for November of some year and have it changed by the vote of the people or a vote of the legislature. You don't get to just arbitrarily change things, in my estimation.
And especially when you're using an unelected body, you know, to ignore the law and to then force your will upon the citizenry. And isn't it interesting that that's what the left seems to be doing these days? They ignore the laws they don't like, and then they use unelected bodies like federal courts or little commissions like this one to impose their will on a citizenry where the people have expressly said, no, that is not our will.
Right. Here's my concern.
11 times in the legislature.
You know, the battle cry for the American Revolutionary War was taxation without representation. The bottom line being representation or a lack thereof. Where was I represented? Where was my elected official at any level, my state senator, my state rep, anybody involved in this conversation where my thoughts and my beliefs and my family was represented in this decision? Where is it?
Well, this is certainly legislation without representation. And it goes against... You know, the very fabric of who we are as a nation is who we are as a state. And I got to tell you, this is nothing less than corruption. And it is a kind of tyranny that generally you only see in nations that have not developed their, you know, their systems yet that are just coming out of a civil war or something.
Sure.
Something of
all
that
right,
nature.
Now hold on right there. I need you to hold tight for me for a second. William Wagner here, the professor, talking about the outrageous decision by the Michigan Civil Rights Commission to write the law themselves. We'll have more on that right after the break. You're listening to The Steve Gruber Show.